morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Melody Schwegel, Executive Director of Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, we wanted to check in with you. Hadn't talked in a while, and obviously among the types of organizations hit hard during this pandemic has been things in the arts due to the safety and health restrictions. And I know that UACT has done a number of unusual things over the last few months, and I thought we'd check in with you today and see how things are looking right now.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we've definitely changed the way that we do theater in the last couple of months. Just doing a couple shows that have one person in them, doing outdoor theater, doing musical reviews. Obviously, what we're, you know, our most concerned about is keeping our audience safe, keeping our volunteers safe. So we want to make sure that anything that we do is social distance, where we have people wearing masks. Even our actors on stage have to be social distance. And of course, cost of our shows. We have to find shows that are fairly inexpensive because we have taken a really hard hit this year.
Yeah, obviously.
As other organizations as well.
Right. And that is a bit troubling when you look to the potential of more months with the same situation.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we're not sure when this is going to end, but we just keep on trucking along, trying to come up with interesting ways to bring theater back to the community. And we actually, this last month, we were doing one, a 10-minute playwriting contest. And we just announced those winners. We have four winners, Katie Windsor, Chris Davidson, Tolly Evans, and AJ Chitwood. They submitted 10-minute plays that are supposed to be performed on Zoom. So they are in rehearsals right now. And we'll be performing those the first part of January. So theater, virtual theater, is something new to us. We have never done it before, but it seems to be working all across the country. So we are throwing our, you know, our hat into the ringer for this one. So, yeah.
A lot of different elements of doing it. I know Roseburg High School did a bit of that, and I've heard about other places doing it. But you really have to rethink just about every aspect of how you do a play.
Oh, my goodness. Every aspect, whether you are putting a green backdrop behind you and superimposing whatever image, if you have a play that is in a park, obviously you can't get your two actors together and put them in a park. Well, I mean, you can, but we want to do the social distance. We want to make sure that this, to show everybody that, yes, we can do theater from home. And so they'll just take that green screen and they'll superimpose a park in the background or a kitchen or wherever the show takes place. And if, you know, an actor is supposed to be looking at each other, the screens might be reversed around. So if you are looking at a wall and pretending to have this conversation with another actor, it's interesting. It's fun and unique. And we're actually really excited to see how all of these performances turn out.
So when you put them together and they are released at a particular time, people can view them. Are they going to actually be live, or do you have to produce them ahead and then essentially release them at like your normal 7 o'clock showing?
I think that these ones are going to be live. So it's happening as you're watching it. They're in their bedroom. They're in their living room, anywhere around the house doing those live. That's what I've heard. I know a lot of theaters do pre-record them. I know I'm working with Christina at the high school right now, and we are doing The Wizard of Oz, and we're pre-recording that and doing it socially distanced as well. So it's interesting. You can choose to do it live, which always, it's kind of nerve-wracking doing something live because anything can happen. And that's the same thing when you go to the theater. Anything can happen when you do things live. Either, you know, there's a connection issue or a dog runs in the room or a phone rings. It can be, you know, there's a lot of elements to kind of take into it when you're doing something like that.
So it's made you really think out of the box.
Yes, absolutely. We actually have a really, really busy December. We are hoping to still do two performances live at the theater. And of course, anything can happen around that time if we get out on a 2-week pause, if our cases continue to grow. Like I had mentioned, our number one concern is the safety of our volunteers and audience members. So if that does continue to increase, we will pull these two shows that we have planned And we will pull them back and we will do them streamed, live streaming.
Interesting. And of course, when you are doing these, I would presume there's a way to capture a show that you're streaming live and also be able to show it at another time or even share it with another organization, things like that.
It just depends on what type of production is. There's some, you know, the royalty issues and the rights issues and who you're allowed to show it to. The first show that we do have, the first Christmas show that is slated to go up, is called Dear Santa. Now, this is an original show, so we can do whatever we want with it because I wrote it. And so we're going to go ahead and we're probably going to more than likely record this one, and we can put it anywhere we really like. And the second show is Santaland Diaries. And we did this show about 7 years ago with Bob Moreland as it's a one man show as an elf from Macy's Santaland in New York City. And so Tom Dunbar, who played Gaston the last summer. Oh, my gosh. It's weird to not think of us not having a musical this last summer. He played Gaston and he will be playing the one man show of Crumpet the Elf.
Wow. So people can probably find all the information up about accessing those on your website now, right?
They will be up. We are just kind of holding off to see how things play out with the county before we do make an official announcement on when tickets will be available. So, but yes, keep checking our website at uact-theater.com, and we should have some up-to-date information here soon.
Any other things people ought to know about what's going on with UACT?
Yes, we actually are doing two book readings this December. Bob Moreland, who had played Ebenezer Scrooge multiple occasions at UACT, is going to be reading the entire book. So this will be a five-night series. In the book, A Christmas Carol, it has five staves, or basically five chapters. And so every single night in December 18th, through, I believe, the 22nd or 23rd, he will be reading one stave a night, and it's all pre-recorded, so you can grab that classic book, A Christmas Carol, go to our Facebook page and read with Bob Moreland with his incredible facial expressions, and he's got this great vocal range, so he's going to be reading the entire book to us. And Christmas Eve, we have a really exciting special guest coming on, also doing a book reading. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. We have Mrs. Claus, who is going to be reading that book on the night before Christmas. So December 24th, grab that book and join Mrs. Claus as she reads the book to everybody.
All right, Melody Schweigel, Umpqua Actors Community Theater, an update on what they're doing, really having to go different directions to keep theater.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, keep theater alive in the area. Melody, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle, for having me.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.